This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Police say one man was shot dead late Saturday in the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, as Black Lives Matter protesters and supporters of President Donald Trump clashed on the streets. A rally supporting the U.S. leader drew hundreds of trucks full of supporters into the city, some of whom shot paintball guns from the beds of pickup trucks, while protesters on the street threw objects back at them. Portland's police chief has called the violence unacceptable and said his force is working to find the person or people responsible. Witnesses say the white man who was killed was wearing a hat with the insignia of Patriot Prayer. That's a Portland-based far-right group that has previously clashed with protesters. A top Trump administration official, acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf, on ABC's This Week show, blamed the past 90 days of violence in Portland on state and local officials for, in his words, not allowing law enforcement to do their jobs. He said the federal government continues to offer law enforcement assistance to Portland and said Portland officials, in his words, continue to refuse federal assistance to bring this to an end. He appealed to protesters to keep the protest peaceful. President Trump retweeted a video showing the caravan of his supporters driving into Portland, calling them great patriots. Portland has seen nightly protests for the past 3 months. The demonstrators are protesting against racial injustice and police abuse of minorities following the May 25th death of a Black man, George Floyd, while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Trump supporters have gathered in the city 3 Saturdays in a row. Protesters tried to stop the caravan by standing in the street and blocking bridges. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com.